This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour. The annual Wellness Day preparations at MUT get underway, and PRASA is to restore service between Gwamashu and Bridge City. It's 2 minutes after 1 p.m. Good afternoon. A cohort of MUT staff members recently met to plan for the annual Wellness Day that will take place next month at Bozoli Hall. Safety, Health and Environment Officer Lizuma Sondo says the meeting, which was held online, was to kickstart the preparations for the event and get the ball rolling. Giving reasons for the meeting, Masondo says the event gives staff a chance to get to know their health status. The meeting was attended by all strategic partners, included external stakeholders, and the partners made contributions according to their respective responsibilities. The Human Resources Development and Nhlakanipho Mzobe says they would finalize their discussions with some service providers and would report on the progress in the next meeting. Mzobe says the Wellness Day is an opportunity for his department to show that it cares, and at least external service providers said they were ready for the event. Makoko Kaba reports.
Medical aid service providers committed to support the event. They will conduct testing and respond to queries from staff. All MET staff are invited to participate in the Wellness Day, which is an opportune event as the services are brought to them for convenience. For your MUT News, I'm Makoko Kaba.
In other news, a passenger rail agency PRASA says it's reinstating its off-peak train service between Gwamashu and Bridge City. Residents who rely on public transport have had to use shuttle services when travelling to Durban. PRASA's regional manager, Dusani Lutuli, explained that the railway signalling system has been undergoing repairs. He says they have been running Gwamashu services since May 2023, when the line was fully open from Gwamashu to Durban. They have been only running the main morning train and the afternoon train because more work is still being carried out on the line. That is what has been restricting them in terms of adding more lines. Lutuli says the Effingham line remains suspended due to infrastructure reconstruction. He urged commuters to report any incidents of theft and vandalism.
Been running Gwamashu service since May 2023, where the line was open fully from Gwamashu to Durban. And in the main, we've been running the morning train and the afternoon train because there's still some work that is being carried out on the line. So that is the reason that has been restricting us in terms of adding more service.
And finally, advocacy group Sisonke National Sex Workers Movement says Sifiso Mkhwanazi's 2022 murder spree exposed the public to the harsh reality faced by women in the sex industry. Welcoming the harsh sentence handed down to Mkhwanazi on Wednesday, the movement's advocacy officer Zinhle Njolwana says the case shows that the country's justice system has the capacity to ensure justice for sex workers. The 21-year-old was sentenced to 6 life terms on Wednesday for the rape and murder of 6 Johannesburg sex workers following payment disputes. He was just 19 at the time of the crimes, which took place over a 6-month period at his father's panel beating business in Rosenthalville. Dolana says the case should serve as a reminder to the public that the law is obligated to intervene when a crime is committed against a sex worker, regardless of whether one supports their work or not.
As Sisonke National Movement, we welcome the sentence that's been handed down in this Mkhwanazi case. The case itself, it's a very, very brutal one. And it's also a very harsh reminder of how the criminalization of sex work in this country really exposes sex workers to all manners of violence. Because under this criminalized system, sex workers are not able to get the justice that we fully deserve, because there is a fear of reporting crimes that are committed against us. because we also fear for our lives, because we are also recognized as criminals under the current law.
The Sisonke National Sex Workers Movement hopes that the judiciary as a whole will also handle other cases that involve sex workers with the same level of attention as this one. Solana believes that sex workers will only be safe once the industry is fully decriminalized.
We also think that this should be a call for the rest of the judiciary, including prosecutors, that they should take sex worker cases seriously. There are many other cases where sex workers are involved and they don't get the full attention that they deserve. And so we hope that the other people, the other judges in the judiciary will also follow suit and also address sex workers' cases fairly.
A recap of your top story this hour. A cohort of MUT staff members recently met to plan for the annual Wellness Day that will take place next month at Bozoli Hall. I'll be coming through with more news at the top of the hour for MUT News. I'm Slindile Ngobese.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.